Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Now, here's Craig.
Try reverse thinking. Listen to this passage. Today was the absolute worst day ever. And don't try to convince me that there's something good in every day, because when you take a closer look, this world is a pretty evil place. Even if some goodness does shine through once in a while, satisfaction and happiness don't last. And it's not true that it's all in the mind and heart, because true happiness can be obtained only if one's surroundings are good. It's not true that good exists. I'm sure you can agree that the reality creates my attitude. It's all beyond my control. And you'll never in a million years hear me say that today was a good day. Psychologists call it metacognition when we think about what we're thinking about. The Bible calls it capturing every thought. See 2 Corinthians 10, verse 5. Sometimes it takes reversing our thinking. The devil has a singular agenda. He wants to steal joy from your life. He wants to kill any hope you have for the future. And he wants your end to be utter destruction. Jesus has a singular agenda for you too. I have come that you might have abundant life. Try reversing your thinking. Try thinking about your thinking in a different way. The devil says, life has no purpose. God says, I created you on purpose. The devil says, you're nothing special. God says, you're one of a kind. The devil says, you'll never find true love. God says, I love you so much that I died for you. The devil says, God remembers you blew it. God says, I've forgotten everything I've forgiven. The devil says, this life is all there is. God says, you can't even imagine what's coming next. Reverse your thinking to listen to what God says. Let's listen to that opening passage again, but this time in reverse. Today was a good day, and you'll never in a million years hear me say that it's all beyond my control. My attitude creates the reality. I'm sure you can agree that it's not true that good exists only if one's surroundings are good. True happiness can be obtained because it's all in the mind and heart, and it's not true that satisfaction and happiness don't last. Some goodness does shine through once in a while, even if this world is a pretty evil place. Because when you take a closer look, there's something good in every day. And don't try to convince me that today was the absolute worst day ever. I pray that you will be able to reverse your thinking from today was the absolute worst day ever to today was a good day.
To get in touch with Craig, to read more posts, or to access the huge library of resources Craig has compiled, please check out craigtowens.com.